At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, "Hey, man." We are talking about what's going on around the NBA. Hawks made big moves yesterday. Are they done? We're going to talk about that coming up. And also, what people around the country are saying about these Hawks moves. We had a great interview with Brian Oliver, FanDuel analyst for the Hawks and college basketball. He was talking about all this stuff. If you missed it, go rewind, guys. And when you do, make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bell so you can hear all of our stuff, hear all the segments. That is the key, so you can go back and check it out. But it was a great interview with Brian Oliver talking about these moves. And Mike, everybody's excited about the direction in which the Hawks are headed.
I mean, there's legitimate buzz. I mean, everybody, as we said, some guys, I know not everyone's a hardcore NBA fan, so maybe you don't know some of the names of the guys we added, like Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who's a big part of what the Timberwolves were doing. But that's the kind of piece we need. A guy who's a great defender can shoot a three. We talked, speaking of threes, we got a great three-point shooter. But it's so good, Carl, that Vegas even has, and we'll talk about this coming up later in the show, they got us as the second-best odds to land Giannis Antetokounmpo if he wants to get out of Milwaukee. So there's a lot of juice and a lot of experts, a lot of folks who cover the NBA 24-7 feel that the worm has turned and that Ansi Salehe is doing a fantastic job.
He is. He's been impressive, man. I mean, look, the draft is one thing. This part of the makeup of your team is a whole another part of it with the free agency. And then, you know, again, we still have a little bit of money. I say a little bit. It's like $11, $12 million of that exemption to potentially spend on one or two players, however they might want to maneuver that. So things are looking up, guys. We're going to talk more about it and fill you in on the latest breaking news around the NBA as well. Meanwhile, Braves in action tonight. We're going to talk with Grant coming up here in about 7 minutes. And Day-Day just told me the Braves have picked up another pitcher, ironically, Mike. And I said, well, who is it?
Right.
It's nobody of named value, guys. Again, I think these are just depth moves that we've been talking about. Like, who else can we go acquire and get to maybe fill the void of what we are experiencing right now, specifically with our starting pitching.
Well, we don't have any. I mean, that's the thing. That's why, you know, we talked about Didier Fuentes. You just don't really have anybody else down there in the minors. They talked about maybe bringing Wiles back up. Remember, we used him earlier in the year?
Yep.
Mark Bowman says, yeah, it's a Hunter Stratton from the Pirates in exchange for Titus Dimitru and cash considerations to make room on the 40-man roster. They transferred Chris. Wow. You said it yesterday, Chris Sale, 60-day injured list. So now Chris Sale seems like this summer is going out the window. And this is why when we have these debates, and we'll talk with Grant McCauley about it coming up at 5:20, when do you just say, look, I can't keep putting money or at least investing into the season because this season might be lost?
The Sale injury is big. Unless you make a monster trade for another frontline starter, you're basically saying we're going to make a run, being 11 games out, 8 games out of the wild card, whatever it is right now, without the guy that won the Cy Young for you last year and has been arguably your best pitcher this season. That's a big deal, Mike. And that's, I don't want to say it's sneaky, but you notice how they threw that in there? It's like, right. Oh, to make room, we move Chris Sale to the 60-day.
So,
and then you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I said to Mike yesterday, he said, when do you expect to see Chris Sale? I said, August. And that sounds like, whoa, what's going on? This is just the reality of this rib injury. And, Mike, maybe it's even more severe than they're leading on.
Now, again, this guy is a bullpen piece, is Stratton. But, you need bigger help. You need help. But here's the debate. And how does this team – it's like the chicken and the egg. How do you get within a manageable number that says you can be a wild card team or compete for the division when you don't have Chris Sale pitching and you got to rely on minor leaguers? Nothing against Didier Fuentes. He may be a star in this league someday, but he's not ready now.
Yeah. I think this is a – another thing to try to overcome. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. Not with our current situation with our starting pitching. Either way, Hunter Stanton from Pittsburgh joining this club. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in on that. We'll talk with Grant about that. And the lineup's out tonight. The big news there is Money Harris is back in the lineup. We assumed he would be after getting a couple of days off. So that is good, and we'll find out what Grant's thinking about that. Hey, Mike, as we talk about the NFL, and we've been seeing moves today, Darren Waller, he ends up replacing Jonnu Smith on the Dolphins roster. A guy that was retired, by the way, decides, I'm going to come out of retirement to go play for the Dolphins.
Yeah, man, former Raven was with the Giants. Of course, the Raiders probably had his best success when he kind of really was like a Pro Bowler caliber top five tight end. He is a guy that's going to apparently come out. And you said it earlier. Dare I say the Dolphins had a plan in place when they move on from Jonnu Smith.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
His song.
Remember we played this in Guy Talk? The musical career perhaps not getting the traction that Darren Waller was expecting. Georgia Tech people go on to do really great things. That isn't one of them, but Darren Waller now going back to the NFL in exchange. It was a six-round pick they sent up to New York, and the Giants had a seventh-round pick with him down in Miami because they controlled his rights.
Yeah, look,
Were they ever in the mix for Pitts? I mean, we just threw it out there. I don't think the Falcons are prepared to move on from Pitts, and we may get better in a compensatory pick if he balls out this year anyway.
Yeah.
And signs with someone else.
But this had to be in the making, right? I mean, right. You just don't do the Jonnu Smith trade and then go, whoa, what are they going to do? They obviously knew he was willing to come back, and they were willing to make a deal there. Hey, man, let's talk about the Falcons here as we talk about what's going on there. And, you know, it's what is your biggest question or questions, and have they been answered so far this offseason? I think, Mike, the answer is no. Like, we have all these questions leading into camp. And when you start talking about, like, okay, what do I want to know and what do we currently know? Well, we think we got a bunch of edge rushers, but we don't know how productive it's going to be, right? We think that, you know, all of a sudden the secondary is going to be better. We're going to get more turnovers. But we don't know quite yet. But we do feel good about it because the draft felt like, hey, they did the right thing. And that's what's crazy about this, because when you talk about, hey, the Falcons are the biggest questions, because this is the kind of stuff, guys, that goes on before the lead up to camp. Everybody has questions about their team, right? The Cowboys, can Dak come back and lead the wide receiver? And you start seeing all this stuff. For the Falcons, it really isn't about Michael Penix. It's about the other stuff that we've been questioning, Mike, and I just don't feel like we're going to get those answers anytime soon until this season rolls around.
Right. Now, again, we've debated, you know, how to use Pitts. And I'm done arguing about it with listeners. Like, he is what he is.
Well, that is another question, though.
Right. But, I mean, how do you get him more involved? How does he, you know, have him more of an impact in this offense? There were times last year where he was a big part. Commanders games. We talked about that Bucs game in Tampa. You don't win that game without Kyle Pitts making those two touchdown catches.
Yep.
Another guy who was a big part of the Falcons last season until obviously things kind of went sideways. And then the delivery system got a bit hooey. And then eventually Michael Penix took over. We find out the NFL does their top 100 players of 2025 voted by themselves. The players decide, so this is not the media. This is the guys who play the game, Carl. I think probably has more respect than anything else. Ladd McConkey comes in at number 100. Leonard Williams, D lineman for the Seattle Seahawks, 98. You get Aaron Jones, running back for the Vikings at 98. And coming in at number 97, cracks the top 100 for the first time in his career, Drake London.
Congratulations.
Best season of his career last year.
Congratulations. And look, I'm actually surprised when this came out. I'm like, he didn't make it last year, the year before? Like, I guess not. But finally getting some recognition. This is good, right? This is good that our guys, this is what we've been talking about. Until you start to have those players around the country that people recognize on a regular basis, right? Matt Ryan was obviously one of those. Julio Jones was one of those guys. Roddy White, you start talking about people recognizing the names, Mike. Over the last few years, I don't know if we've had that. Now, I think Bijan's going to be that. If he's not already,
right.
Obviously Drake's going to be that. Penix is going to be that. That's what I believe. The problem is, Mike, we haven't had any of those guys on defense outside of Jesse Bates.
And that's it. Jesse Bates has been a guy. Bijan's been a guy on the offensive side. Grady had been a top 100 guy over the years. But now this year, is it going to be Jalen Walker? Is it going to be James Pierce Jr.? Can Leonard Floyd, you know, get back in the top 100? I'm sure he's been a top 100 guy at one point in his career. But, yeah, the defense. It's going to be the edge rushers. And as rookie, maybe, are you satisfied with all rookie team? I know we try to quantify.
Yeah.
10 sacks, 12 sacks. We gave you a list. All the elites. You didn't have to wait 2 years. You didn't have to wait 3 years. It wasn't a, he's evolving. All the elites all popped from the first year. And Jalen Walker is a guy that was a perceived top 10 pick, even though we felt it was at 15. He's got to be one of those guys.
I agree. And that's the expectation for him. It can't be anything less than that. The expectation has to be set high, and he's got to, you know, at least attempt to get there. Does he do that? We were talking about sack leader as a rookie, all-rookie defensive team. I hope so. Because if he does, then that brand that we're talking about is going to grow fairly quickly, and people around the country are going to start recognizing. And, Mike, here's the other thing we're going to see. We're going to start to see a lot of Jalen Walker jerseys down at Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
Right.
And that's the thing. Jesse Bates, a couple A.J. Terrells, a couple Grady jerseys, I should say. It's rare. I mean, you got to go back, you know, to the old, you know, Predator used to be very popular. We talked about, you know, going all the way back to like the Bomb Squad days with Chuck. It's rare you see a lot of Falcon fans rocking the defensive jersey.
No. No.
As you see in other cities, like in Pittsburgh, for instance, talking about the Steelers.
Yeah, T.J. Watt. I mean, think about all the guys they've had on the defensive side of the ball that have actually been more popular, right, than guys on the offensive side. I'm willing to tell you some of their defensive players have been more popular. I'm looking at Dom. Dom's a Steeler fan. We were talking about this. But they've been more popular, right? Have you? How many jerseys have you owned, by the way, or favorite players?
So all of my favorite players are defensive players.
Yeah.
Like Troy Polamalu.
Huge.
Is my favorite player of all time. Like I can name way more defensive stars, like whether it was James Ferrier. You can go back to Larry Foote, Brett Kiesel, Casey Hampton, Ike Taylor, like. The defensive guys kind of led the way in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've not had that.
No. I mean, if you go look at top-selling Falcons jerseys, Bijan, Drake, obviously Penix jerseys are going to be popping. But it'd be nice to see. That's, you know, an indication of, you know, in the past, how many times as Falcon fans, generally you want to see the offense introduced. If you're in the stadium.
That's true.
To run out of the helmet. And it's, oh, they're doing the defense today. Okay. Like the Dean Pease years. I mean, it's been few and far between, other than Grady and you said when Jesse came over in free agency. But when you become that defense, we're hoping we become that upper, being the upper third as far as sack totals, having that difference maker. Because even in 16, that was a defense that was a work in progress. 17 was a better defense. So, yeah, man, let's hope this is the year that all of a sudden we're known for not just being a high-flying offense, but we'll be the complete package with the defense.
Complete package.
The total. Why are you talking like Seinfeld? The total package.
Hey, man, follow Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes in the radio shows, Dukes and Bell 929. You guys can chime in on the conversation. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. Our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter, ironically, Mike, talking about Jeff Ulbrich and the job that he has in front of him after being hired January 18th as the new defensive coordinator for our Falcons and talking about, you know, the things that he's going to have to be tasked with in getting this defense better. It is about coaching. But it's also about players. And do you feel, do you truly feel like we've upgraded the playmaking on that side of the ball? Because all those guys Dom just talked about on the defensive side, all those guys are ballers. Those are players, man. Right. You can talk about the coordinators, and they had very few, by the way, in Pittsburgh. But the fact is, like, that's what it comes down to, Mike. Jeff Olbrich has to do his job, but do we have enough guys, enough players?
Well, we're going to have a lot of question marks in the sense that they're unproven. They have not played a down in the NFL. But people were through the roof over Jalen Walker. The team basically said, the coach told you, they did fall in love with James Pierce Jr. Sometimes you'll get that from an analyst, but the team actually said, yes, we fell in love with James Pierce Jr. To me, this defense is going to be anchored by the dudes in the middle. Onyemata is kind of unsung. He gets good metrics from Pro Football Focus, but no one knows what that means in the middle of the line. Is Rook Arororo going to be that force? This is the year where not just the class of 2025 has to pan out, the class of 2024 has got to pan out.
200%. That's where it's at. We're coming back. Grant McCauley's going to join us, guys. Angels in town for a quick three-game set. We got to figure out what's going on with this news we just got, because sounds like Chris Sale is done for a long time.
They just snuck in a 60-day IL, right? Am I missing something?
No,
here?
No. We'll ask Grant about that. We'll talk about Michael Money Harris, who's back in the lineup, and much more as we talk Braves next on Sports Radio 92.9.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game. Oh, Mike and I are in here. There's a tear in my beer because we're looking at what Grant McCauley, who joins us right now, just posted. And I'm going to just read this, and then I want Grant to comment on it. And that is, left-handed pitcher Chris Sale was transferred to the 60-day IL. Grant then says, at Grant McCauley, by the way, you can follow him on social media, the earliest he could return is the last 10 days of August. Grant McCauley, Was this injury way more serious than what we were led on to, or what's going on here?
No, I mean, this has kind of always been my expectation, but a lot of times, I mean, most times, if there's any possibility that he could get back sooner, you don't just want to immediately put him on the 60-day IL. This is kind of one of those, if you end up in a roster bind where the Braves are, and then you kind of feel like the timetable is further out, you make that move when you have to. And I think the Braves kind of reached that point. So they went out, made a minor trade. That obviously is not the major focus here because that pitcher they got from Pittsburgh was immediately optioned to AAA Gwinnett. And I haven't even really had a chance to kind of look into what, if anything, he offers. But putting that aside, the Chris Sale news, I mean, it's deflating, it's disappointing, it's all the things it was when it happened. I mean, there's no way around it. I talked about this a lot on From the Diamond, and he's just kind of that one of the competitive personalities and I guess real focal points of the team when you think about, like, what the Braves are at their best and what they need in order to get, I think, fired up and going again and really to get their season on track. Losing players like that is a definite hit. So not surprising to me to see that he's going to be out until late August. And it really, as you looked at the injury from a recovery standpoint, it was probably going to take 4 to 6 weeks just to heal. Well, now Chris Sale has sat around for a month or month and a half, and I know he won't be sitting around, but you can't do much as a pitcher over that time. You're going to have to rebuild those innings, and that's going to tack on to the time it takes for him to get back.
Grant, we were talking about Didier Fuentes, and obviously they had to fast-track him from Double-A and then up to one game in Gwinnett, then up to the Bigs. Is there anybody else, I mean, in Gwinnett? I know that we've talked about bringing Wiles back. I mean, what are the other options? Because it just seems, I mean, Nathan Wiles was called up earlier this year. Hurston Waldrop, you've talked about before on the podcast. I mean, other than going to get some pitching, but this, let me just stop it right there. If you got no Chris Sale to, let's say, before Labor Day, and how are you going to use him anyway? Is this where you have to start to realize that maybe this season is not the season you start doing things at the trade deadline?
Well, I mean, you certainly feel snake bit. There's no way around that. But, I mean, I don't think that the Braves are necessarily going to tie everything to just one player before they make that decision. And they do have, and this may not sound like a good time for folks, but they still have a significant portion of this month to really, I think, lay whatever groundwork they can to make a case to be buyers and adding at the trade deadline. Now, this is going to be one of the most challenging deadlines, I think, for Alex Anthopoulos, because it's not just, hey, how do you energize this lineup? You don't have a ton of movable pieces there. We've talked about that a lot. The guys that are here are here, and you can't really go out and get 3, 4, 5 different replacements for everyday players. Now you end up in a point where a strength of your club was your rotation, and you've lost 3 starters now. You already had lost Reynaldo Lopez. If he comes back, I think it's in relief. I talked to A.J. Smith-Shawver today. He spoke with the media. You know, he's out for the next year and a half. 14 to 16 months. He's not walking through the door anytime soon. And then you lose Chris Sale on top of that. So you got to go get help, I feel like, at some point. There's not some laundry list of names I can give you in the minor leagues that I think are coming soon that can fix this problem. Could you look at Hurston Waldrop? Yes, I think maybe they should. Not even on the fence. I was kind of surprised by shooting Didier Fuentes up through the minor leagues so fast. And while pitching him against the Marlins is one thing, throwing him to the Wolves against the New York Mets felt like a totally different thing.
I'm just doing what Braves fans are doing right now. Grant, I know you're delivering the information. It's not a slight on you, but it's what else is going to happen? I mean, like okay, wait, we get Profar back. I know tomorrow, and that's good news. And I'm going to save that because that may be the good thing we can talk about. As far as the pitching, you feel like Spencer Strider is back to being where we needed him to be. I think his ERA is down. It was 5.4 in his first 5 starts. It's down to 2.25. I feel a lot better about that, but I don't know if that's going to be enough, Grant.
No, it's not enough. It's not just one person that's enough. It's going to be Spencer Strider, Spencer Schwellenbach. You're going to need as much as you can get out of Grant Holmes, who starts tonight against the Angels. You're going to need something in that 4th and 5th spot that resembles at least a competitive start. We're not talking about 7 innings of 2-run ball, which is what Spencer Strider gave you. And even after the game, he's like, well, I didn't do my job. I didn't hold the lead. It ultimately is going to come down to, can this offense finally pick up the ball and run with it for a while and give the pitching staff a little bit more of a margin for error? Because I think at this point, just over mathematically halfway through the season, what, 83 games now, the pitching has done as much as it can to at least keep you close, but the Braves, for whatever reason, have not been able to outrun that 0-7 start. They're seven games under 500 right now. We know there have been some ebbs and flows and peaks and valleys about this season for them, but the answers aren't easy to come by. I do 2 hours on Sundays. It's not a stand-up show. It's not a one-man show. It's just whatever the news is that week. And unfortunately for the Braves, it has not been a whole lot of fun because they have lost a lot of winnable games, lost a lot of winnable series, and you don't get those back. Every date that's torn off that calendar, it's just another one that you don't have moving forward. So they've got to sort it out, but you know, there's no time like the present in the run-up to the All-Star break to win some series against teams that you should be able to handle business against. The Angels have been a pretty good club, not a great club. They're around 500. Then you're going to be looking at an Orioles club that's been bad this year, an Athletics club that's been even worse, and then you got to contend with the Cardinals, sure. But you've got, what, 9 games here to really make that push and at least carry some momentum into the halfway point of the year.
Crazy stat, Grant McCauley with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. The Angels in town, as he mentioned, we'll get to see Charlie Morton and Travis d'Arnaud.
Yeah.
Don't get to see Wash because he's been dealing with some health concerns. The Angels, they got like 40 more home runs than the Braves. Seems like they don't pitch as well, but they can hit. Speaking of hitting, how does Money Harris come back from this break? How do they handle it? How's his head? Where is he at?
Yeah, I mean, I saw Michael briefly. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But, I mean, throughout this, I feel like, you know, he continues to be overall a guy that I think can figure it out. I don't think he's necessarily walking around showing everyone that, hey, I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders, and that's not an easy thing to do. Clearly, he hasn't let it affect him when he's out in center field either, as he's made just a litany of plays this year that have been spectacular and needed in some of these games as well. But he's not just here for his glove. He got that contract because he is a dual threat. He's a great defensive player, and he has offensive upside. But really, it's going to come down to, I think, not being overly aggressive and making better decisions and having maybe some better recognition of how pitchers are trying to work to him. He's going to have to show them he can be more selective before they're actually going to come after him and attack him, though. And I think that's a delicate line to walk right there, to try to alter your strategy enough so that you can prove to people that you deserve to be thrown strikes again is a really weird statement to make, but I think that's kind of where we're at with him.
What happens with Verdugo and these other guys have been playing left field? What do you think happens?
No, I think you load them in the rocket ship and just fire them off into the sun. I honestly don't know. I mean, the frustration's there because, and that's just, I'm just joking, that's tongue-in-cheek, but you've got nothing out of left field. And part of that blame, let's be honest, let's not put it all on Alex Verdugo or anybody else. Jurickson Profar made a decision that negatively impacted his team, and he's missed 80 games, and that has hurt this club. Now, we'll come back tomorrow and have that chance, that opportunity for redemption to, you know, come back in and do whatever he can, but they have gotten very little in the way of production out of the rest of that group. I don't really know that there's a role for Alex Verdugo once you get Jurickson Profar back, but we also don't know what version of Profar for sure we're going to get at the major league level. While it's nice to see him have big numbers, gaudy numbers in AAA for a couple of weeks, that's not the same thing. I think we know that pretty well. It doesn't look like Jared Kelnick has really done much to push himself into the outfield equation either. So when we kind of go back to Harris, like, what are the Braves' options here? I think it's hope that the guy that you plan to have in center field really figures that out, and that the guy you plan to have in left field comes in and is an overall credit to your club after really putting them in a bind over the first half of the year.
And then, Grant, you know, the guy that we always count on, we don't complain about, is Marcell Ozuna. We just wrapped up June. He batted 188 for the month, only had 2 home runs. You think the hip is finally starting to get to him? Is he breaking down, or is just the bad hitting is contagious?
I mean, he hasn't looked physically any worse to me. Like, he doesn't look like he's more hobbled. He doesn't look like he's, you know, altogether that different. But I'm sure from a feel perspective and from a strength perspective, that's the kind of injury that can really sap you and really affect you. However, you know, there have been so many guys that you can look at them and the eye test will tell you that, well, they don't look that different, but the results aren't there. I mean, I think it's 1 run batted in his last 11 or 12 games for Ozuna. You got to have more than that. You've got to get more than you've gotten from Austin Riley. And Ozzie Albies obviously is another guy on that list. And Michael Harris, I think we've talked to as much as you possibly can. There are just 4 guys in this lineup at any given time that you're expecting to get more out of, and then throw Profar in there, make it a 5th, because you've essentially got 2 guys who are hitting right now a third when Drake Baldwin's in the lineup, and then a surprisingly at least passable offensive player in Nick Allen at the bottom of the order. But nobody's asking him to save the season either. You've got to get more from the all-stars that you paid the money to be here for years than you've gotten in the first half. And I'll tell you this, they all know it.
Grant, appreciate you. We will talk tomorrow, man. Hopefully we can do something tonight. And we just got a lot to overcome right now. We appreciate you jumping on.
All right. You got it, guys. Thank you.
Guys, this feels like it's becoming overwhelming. And understand, you can fix some of this. You know, this is why I joke with Mike all the time about what do you want at the trade deadline. And Mike always goes, well, outfielder, everyday players, starting pitcher, bullpen. You can't. You're not going to get five or six new everyday guys or five or six starting pitch. Like, it's just not going to happen. These minor moves they made today, yes. But, Mike, when you talk about not having Sale and all the injuries and things that have taken place for this team to not have guys that are available specifically to your point about starting pitching, I don't know if we can overcome that. And I'm not being Debbie Downer here. We're going to win a lot more games. I don't know if we're going to win enough to overtake the Phillies and win this division, and I don't know if we'll win enough to win the wild card or be in it.
Look,
but it's overwhelming right now.
21 was an amazing year. We talked about it. Peterson, Soler, Rosario brought Duvall back from the Marlins. But you had the night shift in place, and you had good starting pitching even when Soroka went down. And that's how you overcame Ronald Acuna. I just think, guys, it just feels like call it what it is. It feels like a lost season. It just does. I mean, you can't replace Chris Sale. And as you said, he comes back, for argument's sake, comes back last week in August, so he's going to give you, what, five starts?
Maybe.
And you're going to rush a guy back to do what? You know, how far down are we going to be? So, yeah, it's just a funky year has just gotten even weirder.
If you're just joining us, Sale moved to the 60-day IL. Again, that's just another thing to overcome. All right, man, we got to come back. More moves in the NBA, including a guy that people talked about, the Hawks potentially bringing back. Well, he's not coming back. We'll tell you where he went next.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next. We're going to talk NBA. We'll tell you who's not coming back to the Hawks. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But before we do, we are just expressing our frustration with these mounting things that have happened with our team. And so, you know, with that said, we're talking about the Braves, and we just had a great conversation with Graham McCauley. But, you know, today when we find out, again, Chris Sale's been moved to the 60-day IL, you're like, okay, what's that mean? It means if he stays on the IL and is not unable to come off anytime soon, that's the earliest he's going to be able to return is the end of August. And you're talking about, okay, what is his return on investment at that point, despite what he's done to this point of the season? And even then, what if we're so far out of it? You're not using him.
Yeah, I mean, Chris coming off an injury, you're going to have a guy who you got after an injury. That's why we were able to get such a good deal for him in the first place. You know, and then you're going to say, what, I'm going to make him, you know, grind five starts out for what? You know, what? if you're 10 games out of the wild card, who knows where we'll be then? Look, I mean, the great debate about pitching, Carl and I were just talking during the break about, you know me, every single offseason, every hot stove league, I'm always, can we please go do what the big money teams do, go get some frontline starting pitching, see one of those $175 million contracts for a guy who's going to be there, your fifth starter, every other, you know, every year for 5 years. We never do it. And look, I understood Max Fried because he had some injuries, but man, even that, you never even rewarded Max Fried. Strider got a deal early on. Money Harris got a deal early on. You never rewarded Strider. I mean, Max Fried. I just don't understand how Alex, I understand, I don't think he gets all the money to work with it. Other GMs do. He'll never admit that. But I just don't understand his aversion to locking in the big money starting pitching you've got to have. Then some Braves fans right now would hear that, Carl, and say, well, it doesn't matter. You can't hit.
True.
You know?
That's true, too. I mean, there's a multitude of things going on. But pitching still wins. When it comes down to these big games and the playoffs and winning series, pitching still wins. You know how I know that?
Right.
Because we had the best offense almost in the history of Major League Baseball 3 years ago, and we didn't win. We didn't win it. So this is why this pitching aspect, it's why the Dodgers have loaded up. Shohei Ohtani pitched a couple of innings last week, and everybody lost their mind. He threw a ball 102 miles per hour, and everybody went, and then you're like, okay, saw seven batters, we're good. He's not even out there throwing six or seven innings because he doesn't have to. And the point that we're talking about here with our team is, outside of the hitting, which is his own issue, you've got to give yourself a chance. And what has happened this year is, yes, unexpected injuries, but you know that's going to happen every year. But now it's starting to pile up, and all of a sudden you've got two guys that you really trust. And you're throwing out there every fifth day. And Schwellenbach has just gotten to this point, right? He's shown very good promise. Strider, we felt good about him probably from day one, the first time you saw him, because he was electric. But it's more than that. And that's what Grant was saying, you know, and that's what we're saying. Right. It's like you need more than that. Even if our guys were hitting, we need more than that. And you're going to say, well, Dukes and Bell, they'll handle that at the trade deadline. You can't do all the things.
No, as we said, I mean, they're prepared to roll the rest of the season with, you know, Nick Allen, and that'll be their shortstop. But I mean, and look, he's gotten better of late. Ozuna's struggling. Riley's only got 11 home runs. Think about that.
That's nuts.
Right? Am I reading this right? I'm going to look at my stats. Get my stats in order.
Is that right?
I'm looking at, yeah, he's got 12. I said 11. He's got 12 home runs, and we're coming up on the All-Star break. So, I mean, that's a guy that's just – he's not slugging like you need him to. Olsen has been okay. He's certainly been – I'm not complaining about him. And we all know about Acuna, who's leading the ballots, by the way, the second phase of All-Star balloting. So vote early, vote often, vote Acuna.
Yeah. Franco hits us up. Dukes and Bailey says, I'm still going to the game tonight. LOL. You should. Day-Day's going. We think Dylan Matthews is going to be there. Look, right. We're not saying we don't support our team. We absolutely do. We're just telling you the facts of what we're dealing with. That's in front of us.
I mean, a team that can't hit. I mean, like I said, the Angels, they got 40 more home runs than the Braves coming into town tonight. We're 20th in home runs. If the Braves don't hit home runs, the Braves don't win.
Nope.
That's been as long as I've been here in Atlanta, going through Bobby Cox and, I mean, any different version of this team. It's the three-run home run. Like, you could say that for almost all of baseball. There's only a couple guys in the bigs like Bochy and Torrey who know how to manufacture runs anymore anyway.
All right. We're going to see where this goes. Maybe. We sweep these guys, and as we've been saying all season, we get on a run. I doubt it, but I have to say it, okay?
Right. You do have some guys. Carl and I have been arguing about how good the minor league system is. I got a couple of pitchers that are in the futures game. So as Carl said, someone still values them. But here's this is the question for Braves fans. Remember the Vaughn Grissom nation?
Yes.
You can't trade Vaughn Grissom.
Yes.
Get a Cy Young Award winner for him. Grissom hasn't done jack in Boston.
No.
But I mean, but is this the season, and I understand the argument I just made, but is this the season where you do mortgage some of your future? Because even if you get a guy in here, as Carl said, a starting pitcher or a relief pitcher isn't going to change anything.
No, it's just not. Got to give you some updates. Larry Nance Jr., guys, he was playing well for the Hawks last year. Really good locker room guy. Ends up getting hurt. He's going back to Cleveland, Mike. There were thoughts and rumors about him potentially joining this team and being one of those guys that they were going to end up signing. Maybe as, you know, the last, 10, 11, 12 guy on the bench or whatever it might be. Either way, Larry Nance Jr. is not going to be back with the Hawks. And we said this, they still have some money to spend even after last night and the moves that have been made, which won't become official until July 6th. Meanwhile, other news around the NBA, and it's big news today, because apparently it's ticked off Giannis. And Mike, you said this, Dame Lillard waived by the Bucks. Okay, remember, right. Achilles injury. Then they end up signing, ironically, Miles Turner from the Pacers. He gets a new deal, 4 years, $107 million. But apparently Giannis is upset with the way the Bucks handled
this. Yeah, this reported out of Milwaukee, and then Shams Charania picked it up and other NBA journalists. But, Dame Lillard, the way he was treated, apparently has irked Giannis to the point now Vegas has the Hawks at 6-1 to land Giannis.
What?
If he wanted to demand a trade. Bucks, by the way, sticking with him, you know, the option with his contract. You still got 3 more years on his current deal. Raptors at 8-1, Knicks at 15-1. But just the fact that the Hawks are making so many moves, and Ansi Salé has done such a great job that everybody who follows the NBA is saying the Hawks are on the move. We are contenders in the East. But if you got Giannis in here, guys, I don't care about losing Jalen Johnson and first-round picks, whatever we didn't already give to the Spurs. Yes, that unprotected pick from the Pelicans would be gone.
Be gone.
And maybe they want Reese Hoshea. I don't know. But Giannis here with Trey, with Dyson Daniels, with, and again, maybe Porzingis would have to go. I don't know. But you bring Giannis here, that's a game changer, guys. That's us every year in the mix. That's 50-plus wins every year, Carl, or more.
It is. It's a game changer. Just not only the how we're viewed around the NBA and around the country, it's a real game changer. Like, all of a sudden, we're a championship-caliber team.
Like, the net worth of the franchise goes up.
That's right. So we're going to see where that goes. But, again, that's all predicated on Giannis demanding out. But if he didn't like this, and I said to Mike earlier, how much did he not like it? Like, do you feel like there's some shady business going on there and the organization doesn't have your back anymore? Or is he just upset, Mike, that he's starting to realize, I don't have a whole lot around me as I thought I might?
You said it. Look, love him or hate him, Coach Bud was the best coach they've had there in years.
Yep.
And Doc just ain't that guy. And then the way they kind of chipped away at it, you know, losing guys like Drew Holiday and Portis and everybody else, they kind of got away, kind of like what happened to us in the 21 championship team.
And the crazy thing, too, I was just looking at this because everybody's like, wait, don't they owe Dame a lot of money? They do.
They've got a buyout set. They set a payment plan up, basically.
They did. It's called a stretch provision. Again, all these rules in the CBA, bargaining.
Wait, what apron does the stretch provision put you in?
But it allows the Bucks to basically stretch the remaining 2 years left on his contract to 5 so they can pay him a minimum amount. It's still $22 million per year. But they don't have to pay all the money out, Mike, and it allows them to kind of save some of their salary cap. It's interesting, but it's called the stretch provision. So anyway, that's what they're doing with Dame. And by the way, Dame will be free to sign wherever he wants. Okay,
but the Achilles, you know, we said earlier, Kyrie's coming off an ACL.
Yeah.
He gets a contract extension in Dallas, and we get this new provision we didn't know about for a guy who's gone because he's got the Achilles.
He's owed $113 million.
And so 2 years older than Kyrie, by the way, too.
So that's the deal. So the Bucks are like, yeah, he's going to get his money, but we're going to use this provision to save and make sure that we can try to do something with our team. Lots going on, though, man. And again, we're just keeping tabs on all this stuff and where it might end up. It's just started. But I think the big, you know, surprise today was the Miles Turner move. Mike, you said it earlier. Lots of fans upset with Turner. That series was heated. And Turner, you know, goes there. And apparently the Pacers were trying to save money, which is why they didn't pay him.
Because the Pacers are probably saying, to your point, everybody in the league, owners are looking at their general managers going, look at those guys. Well, they don't want to get into the cap in a year where you got no Halliburton.
That's right.
So why pay on a tax apron when your ceiling is probably, you know, if you're lucky, seventh or eighth place.
Correct. Yeah. By the way, SGA reaches a super max deal, guys. $285 million extension. Mike and I discussed this earlier. It won't kick in until 27, but you talk about the amount of money, and again, get ready, $71 million when this kicks in. Per.
Hey.
It's the richest annual salary for a player in league history. And, you know, this isn't about deserving because everybody's going, he's good, but he ain't that good. Guys, look, if Shaq played today, he'd be making this. If Mike played today, he'd be making this. Kobe, all right? It's just where the league right. and this revenue is, Mike. And so this is what guys are getting. And Shea is 26 years old.
Hey, look, is it fair? I mean, they do play 82 games. Well, some guys play 82 games. But it is interesting. The NFL, our most popular sport, these guys don't touch this kind of money. But these guys have got only 15 guys, 12 guys on a roster.
Yeah.
53-man on an NFL roster. Plus, as big as the NFL is killing it, and the TV, and they are, that $76 billion TV deal that the NBA has cut is putting all this revenue in the owner's coffers. So the market resets every time. Just like you and I are always mystified when some average quarterback gets a $50 million deal in the NFL.
You know about Brock Purdy?
Or Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, it's true. So that news all hitting today with the NBA, and there'll be more news between now, of course, and the end of the week, and we're all over it to see what else the Hawks potentially are going to do. And again, this may be a little quiet, and then when we least expect it, they may make that last move because they want to see how the market shakes out. Mm. They made a splash yesterday, guys, and that was the thing Mike and I discussed before we get out of here. It is rare, and this is why I think Hawks fans, you should be excited, Mike, that we've been day one players in free agency with the Hawks.
Right. Now, maybe you guys don't follow Nikhil Alexander-Walker, but he was a big part of Minnesota. We talked about that earlier. You got a guy, we're looking for shooters, right? Caris LeVert goes and signs with Detroit, so he's not an option. But we bring in some more pieces, guys. You've got some dudes in Luke Kennard. That guy, the last three years, he's the best percentage-wise three-point shooter in the league. So all we need now, and we talked about it with Brian Oliver, maybe we get another big because as we Bob Rathbun said, what about Larry Nance Jr.? He's gone. Mo Gay, you believe in him. But, you know, you can't expect Asa Newell to come in and just, you know, be a pro. He's going to have to learn on the job. You got to temper your expectations. So maybe a backup point guard, you know, of some value. I mentioned Tyus Jones signed with Orlando, so he's off the books. But and maybe another center. But you got money. You still got money to do these things.
You still got some money. Dom, we got to get out of here, man. Let's clear our throat. Big Wednesday show tomorrow. Make sure you're here starting at 2 o'clock. You do not want to miss it. Big shout out to all of our guests today who stopped by. Mike mentioned Brian Oliver talking some NBA with us, FanDuel Hawks NBA analyst. Also, Seth Emerson. Great interview with Seth, Mike, about Georgia Tech, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. Look, we believe in Brent Key. I think Tech fans do. But as I asked him, it just seems like the worst time to lose a guy like Jay Batt, who really was doing some innovative things for Georgia Tech, had all the ships. Maybe they stay in the same direction. But as he said, it's always very combative amongst alumni and expectations. Hopefully Brent someday can beat George and do what his boss, George O'Leary, used to do.
Yeah. Hopefully that starts this year. Because, again, a rivalry is not a rivalry unless you're winning every now right. and then. Hey, Dom, great job behind the glass. Day-Day, enjoy the game tonight. Take that photo. I want to see if Dylan Matthews, Dylan, makes the game tonight. Or, Mike, is he whipped? Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, speaking of Dylan, special time in a boy's life, first time seeing Mike Trout. You know, remember Mike Trout when he was like one of the greatest players of his generation and then he couldn't stay healthy? I mean, hopefully he's able to stay healthy for these three games in Atlanta because we never get to see these guys, right?
No.
One of the best players because Major League Baseball probably does the worst job of the major sports in marketing their stars. Of course, you need your stars to be healthy. Right now, it's basically Ohtani and should be marketing Acuna. He's leading everybody in all-star balloting in the outfield. Vote early, vote often, vote Acuna. But again, MLB, how about some love for Ronald when you keep showing Ohtani every 5 minutes?
I'm with you on that. Acuna for life! Hey, I want to give a big shout-out. No, he's not here, but we love you, Ron Washington.
Mm.
He was great for this organization. When we found out about a week or so ago that he was going to be shut down for the rest of the season, a lot of people concerned about his health. Known Ron a long time. He took Eric Young with him to the Angels, and they're done a really good job. But baseball's better when Ron Washington is in it, regardless if he's with the Braves or elsewhere. He's a big personality and a fun guy and loved, beloved around the league. So sending our best for a quick recovery. And, Ron, we hope to see you next year back being the manager that we know you can be. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you You don't?
You are nobody that could move 25 keys.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.